KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear, 13 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, a semi struck a bridge on Interstate 80 here in Cass County early this morning, but there were no injuries reported. The accident happened on I-80 westbound, about 2 miles east of the Anita exit at mile marker 72. According to dispatch reports, just before 1 a.m., the rig had entered the north ditch. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy investigating the scene reported there was some damage visible to the bridge guardrail and some small pieces of concrete missing off the bridge from where the impact occurred, but there appeared to have been no other structural damage. An Iowa DOT bridge inspection crew was expected to take a look at the structure later today. No other details are currently available. An accident early Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the deaths of two people. Sheriff's officials say 30-year-old Eric A. Poole of Atlantic and 19-year-old Nathan C. Poole of Omaha were ejected from their vehicle as it rolled numerous times about 7 miles east of Oakland. The men were pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say the vehicle had crashed through a fence before rolling and became entangled in another fence before coming to rest in the south ditch off of Highway 6. The accident happened at around 5 a.m. Sunday. An investigation determined the vehicle the men were in was traveling eastbound on Highway 6 when the accident took place. The cause of the crash and the driver of the vehicle had not been determined as of Monday afternoon. The crash remained under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports an Exira man was arrested Friday night. Officials said Monday that 26-year-old Brock Daniel Knapp had been taken into custody at around 6 p.m. Friday for allegedly violating a protective order. Knapp had since posted bond and was released. He was scheduled to appear before the magistrate on Thursday. No injuries were reported after a vehicle went off the road and struck a sign in Glenwood Sunday morning. Police say 27-year-old Zane Fournay of Trainer was driving a 2003 Chevy Malibu southbound on Redbud Avenue just north of Marion Street when he spilled coffee onto his lap. When Fournay took his eyes off the road, his car crossed the center line and hit the median before hitting a City of Glenwood street sign. The collision caused significant damage to the undercarriage of the vehicle, which was driven to the 100 block of Lynn Street before it stopped running. Damage from the mishap amounted to $2,100. There were no citations issued. The Glenwood PD said also that they arrested on Thanksgiving Day 32-year-old Matthew West of Glenwood for allegedly violating a protection order. His bond was set at $300. And this past Friday, 19-year-old David Barrett of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. An accident Saturday afternoon in Union County caused $9,000 damage, but no one was seriously injured. A 2006 Hummer driven by 35-year-old David Jin of Afton was traveling eastbound in the 2500 block of 150th Street at around 3:25 p.m. when the vehicle met a westbound non-contact vehicle as both vehicles were cresting a hill. When Jin swerved to the right to make room for the other vehicle, his Hummer hit a soft spot on the shoulder, causing the vehicle to be pulled into the south ditch where it came to rest after striking a tree and fence. Jin was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for treatment of non-incapacitating injuries. He was later cited for driving while suspended. In our funeral announcements, Lloyd Kelly, age 74, of Audubon, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lloyd Kelly will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wyone Knutson, age 97, of Harlan and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wyone Knutson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Michael Monk, age 51, of rural Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Michael Monk will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Peterson, age 96, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Raymond Peterson will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Bernhardt, age 88, formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Richard Bernhardt will be tomorrow at 1:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don Brahms, age 85 of Greenfield and formerly of the Cumberland area, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehab Center. Funeral services for Don Brahms will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Francis Weiss, age 76 of Exira, died Wednesday in Dallas, Texas. Funeral services for Francis Weiss will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Jeremy Brewer, age 36 of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Jeremy Brewer will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Richard Job, age 84 of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Job will be Thursday at 2 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Letha Davis, age 102 of the Avondale area, died Saturday in Phoenix, Arizona. Funeral services for Letha Davis will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mary Masur, age 78 of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Masur will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Fiandallo, age 62 of Shelby, died Saturday. A memorial service for Ronald Fiandallo will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ronald Simon, age 72 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. No services are planned, but a visitation for Ronald Simon will be held from 11 a.m. until noon on Saturday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Cornish, age 90 of Bayard, died Sunday. Funeral services for Barbara Cornish are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Milo Mike Keeney, age 73 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Services for Mike Keeney are pending at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Merlin John Norton, age 72 of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Merlin John Norton will be held December 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents. Your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.